From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. China said Sunday's talks with the U.S. on trade have seen positive and concrete progress after 2 days in Beijing involving Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross on implementing an understanding reached 2 weeks ago in Washington. Earlier, the state-run Xinhua News Agency warned agreements reached in that understanding are under threat if the U.S. imposes tariffs on $50 billion in Chinese imports over demands for structural change. Ross described the talks as friendly and frank. Larry Kudlow, President Donald Trump's chief economic advisor, appeared on the Fox News Sunday broadcast.
All these negotiations take time. Everything's on the table during the negotiations, but you can't expect you're not going to change Rome in a day, and I think that's a very realistic attitude.
Kudlow said the talks continue and praised Mr. Trump for being bold in confronting China on their trade dispute. Meanwhile, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau challenged the U.S. decision to impose tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum imports during an appearance on the NBC program Meet the Press.
The fact that the president has moved forward with these tariffs is not just going to hurt Canadian jobs, it's going to hurt U.S. jobs as well. And neither of those things is something that Canada wants to see.
He dismissed as insulting and unacceptable the view that Canadian products pose a national security threat to the U.S. and is threatening retaliation. Nearly 50 migrants, mostly from Tunisia, drowned Sunday when their overcrowded boat sank off the Tunisian coast. Dozens were rescued. The boat, described as large enough for up to 90 people, had twice that many. Separately, 9 people, including 6 children, died Sunday after their boat with 15 on board sank off the Turkish coast. This is VOA News.